The National Republican Congressional Committee is jumping in to help former state Senator Richard Tesei in his bid to try to unseat Democratic Congressman John Tierney. The committee has launched a website to try to draw attention to Tierney's assertion that he knew nothing about the activities of his wife's brothers. They've been indicted for running an illegal offshore gambling operation. WBUR's Fred Tice explains.
The website is called How Could Tierney Not Know? And it shows John Tierney and his wife Patrice as the Jack and Queen of Spades. Patrice Tierney was sentenced to 30 days in jail for aiding and abetting the filing of false tax returns when she managed the bank account of one of her brothers while he lived overseas. Tierney has said he knew nothing of the activities of his brothers-in-law.
If he is so clueless as to what's going on in his family, what else is going on that he's clueless about?
Nat Sillin, a spokesman for the National Republican Campaign Committee, says the website is the beginning of a sustained campaign to help Richard Tesei beat Tierney. Tierney wasn't available for an interview. Instead, his campaign released this statement accusing Tesei. He's so desperate to hide his positions that he's going after the congressman's wife, who took responsibility for her actions and paid a terrible price, the statement says. Richard Tesei knows full well the federal judge said Congressman Tierney was not involved in this in any way, shape, or form.
The federal judge, on the day he sentenced Tierney's wife, made a point of twice saying from the bench that John Tierney was not involved in this case at all.
Michael Goldman is a media consultant working on Tierney's re-election campaign.
It's important to note that she was convicted of willful blindness, which means she did not know what was going on and she should have looked more closely. If you're willfully blind, it means you don't know anything.
Tesei says this is something people in the district are talking about.
And the thing I hear most from people is they don't understand why his wife during the trial invoked spousal privilege. They would have expected the congressman to say to his wife, you know what, honey, go tell him everything you know, answer all the questions.
The NRCC views Tesei as the Republican Party's best prospect for winning a congressional seat in Massachusetts. But Tesei says he'd rather not see the NRCC get involved in the race.
Because I think I have a pretty good message right now of talking to the people about what's going on in the country, the direction we're heading, and the choice that I want to be able to offer them. I just hate to see national forces coming in and trying to influence the people here one way or the other.
Tierney has held on to the district since 1997. Now, redistricting is likely to make it a more competitive one for Republicans. It added three towns that Scott Brown, then Charlie Baker, and his running mate, Tesei, won in 2010. In one of those towns, North Andover, the voters we spoke to pretty much said the same thing about the congressional race.
I'm not paying attention very much.
No, I haven't had any attention to it at all.
I actually haven't paid attention to it.
One Democratic voter, Jerry Sanford, did come to Tierney's defense.
My perspective is that I don't know enough about it. It seems likely that he probably knew about something. It's his brother-in-law. But if it didn't affect his job as a representative, you know, I'm okay with it.
Tierney won his last election easily, but this time he has a formidable opponent in Richard Tesei, who drew the attention of the NRCC because he's running such a strong race. Since he jumped in the race, he's raised more money than Tierney, and almost all of it comes from individual contributions from people who live in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.